J. Cart male, 8, died on rabbit shooting trip. Date modified colon 2024-10-17 T10 colon 0539.933Z. Description colon A coroner suspends the inquest into the boy's death while police continue their investigation, comma dot. Shot boy, 8, died on rabbit hunting trip. Family handout. A coroner suspended the inquest into J. Cart male's death while police continue their investigation. An 8-year-old boy died from a suspected shotgun injury sustained while on a rabbit shooting expedition, a coroner has said. J. Cart male, of Frizzington, was shot in the head on September 28 in Warkop, near Appleby in Cumbria. An inquest into his death was formally opened at Cockermouth Coroner's Court on Thursday. With police still investigating Jay's death, the Assistant Coroner for Cumbria Dr. Nicholas Shaw suspended inquest proceedings to a later date. Following the shooting on land close to the A66, a man in his 60s was arrested on suspicion of gross negligence manslaughter and later released on bail. Dr. Shaw noted the youngster had been airlifted to Newcastle's Royal Victoria Infirmary where he died. During a short hearing he said, "The brief circumstances, and it has been well reported in the press already, are that Jay sadly sustained a serious injury during a rabbit shooting expedition. It was suspected," said the coroner, "that he had suffered a shotgun injury." Family handout. Jay played for Whitehaven Miners Social Football Club. A decision will be taken on whether a full inquest will be needed once police inquiries conclude, the hearing was told. Dr. Shaw also said evidence of identification in the case had been provided by a funeral director who was also a friend of Jay's family. Jay, who played for Whitehaven Miners Social Football Club, had been following in his father's footsteps by taking up speedway at Workington Comets and was said to have loved being outdoors. Last weekend, junior and senior footballers across Cumbria paid tribute to Jay by holding a minute's applause before matches. In a tribute, heartbroken parents Leah and James described him as loving, kind, and full of mischief. Follow BBC Cumbria on X, Facebook, Nextdoor, and Instagram. Send your story ideas to northeastancumbria@bbc.co.uk, related internet Lynn.